We hear in our first reading from the Book of Wisdom that God does not create death, nor does he want destruction of those whom he has made. That is all beautiful and fine, meaning that when we do pass from this life, we leave our bodies behind, and that we are in the hands of the merciful and loving God when we pass away. But while here on earth, people do get sick. People want to be well. When they go to see a doctor or enter the hospital, they want to be healed. They want to be whole. But that doesn't always happen. Now, I know in the course of both my personal and professional life as a social worker and as a priest, I have seen personal and admirable desperate attempts and trying to be well and heal. I think in the course of my own personal life, you know, my grandmother, who at the age of 90 is diagnosed with cancer of the liver. I get on my hands and knees and say 12 rosaries a day and also make her drink water from Lourdes with the hope that she will be healed and will continue to live until the age of 110. But that did not happen. It was a painful death. If there was healing, it was her passing from this life into the hands and loving and merciful God. And she is at peace. When I was living in New York City in the early 1980s, I became one of the first volunteers for people diagnosed and dying with AIDS. Once again, memory admirable and desperate attempts and wanting life and to be well, to the point that many of these patients were taking poison. In fact, the cause of death was the poison from these attempts. When I was a social worker at Bellevue Hospital, I worked with pediatric people. And in this particular situation, I think of a family, Anna and Teresa. They were from Chile. Anna comes into Bellevue Hospital carrying her 4-year-old daughter who has something protruding from her back. I ask her, what does she want? She says to me, "Haz mi hija saludable, make my daughter well." I collect the history. First thing I need to do is collect a medical assessment. Teresa was born with spina bifida. And for those who don't know what that is a birth defect that really is incurable. It can be cured now, but it is through prenatal surgery that that defect is corrected. But for Teresa, this meant, you know, being unable to walk, unable to function as a normal 4-year-old. But to get to this story, they came in here to the United States on foot, without papers, crossing hills, crossing the Panama Canal, putting Teresa over Anna's back while walking through the Rio Grande River and making all their way to friends who put them up in New York City. As the assessment went on, first thing to do is to get Teresa a wheelchair, put Teresa into school, help the mother get some job skills, help her to learn English. Did not cure Teresa, but once again, there was healing and hope. And I don't know exactly where they are now, because that was more than 20 years ago. But it's my hope that they continue to thrive and grow. The woman in today's gospel is quite sick, and she too is desperate. Keep in mind, this is a Jewish society in which she is living, and she has been hemorrhaging for more than 12 years. Thus, is not being healed by anything within the medical world at that time. She hears about Jesus, and it is through an encounter with Jesus that she wants to be healed. She takes the risk of breaking out of the crowd just to touch him. And it's through that touch that she is healed. There is an encounter. And at the end of the encounter, Jesus, says to her, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace and be cured." There is a theology of prayer here. Your faith has saved you. Go in peace and be cured. If you can remember, for the past 2 weeks, our gospel readings have been about faith. On the 11th Sunday, we hear Jesus preaching parables. And in that parable, he compares faith to a mustard seed. We do plant the seed, and God grows the seed. The same way that God makes a kernel of corn grow. And last week, we see Jesus and disciples on a boat. Jesus falls asleep. There is a storm. The disciples are afraid and frightened. They see Jesus calm the storm. And he says to disciples, "Why are you of no faith?" Once again, we are challenged because we live in the delusion that we only have faith in those times that are calm. Faith is what is necessary. Faith is what is good. But in the nurturance of our faith, we do pray. And as Catholics, we are called to pray every day. Not all of us are called to live the life of a monk or nun living in silence, but as Catholics, it means sitting in silence. And whatever the form of prayer, whether it be petition, praise, penitence, devotion, adoration of the Blessed Sacrament, the prayer is to bring us into an encounter with the God of life who desires to have this encounter more than we do. Whether we begin by begging God for help for another person or for our own need, the real point of the prayer is encounter with God and all that results from that. Faith leads to action that generates greater faith. And we are called to live that faith. And living that faith means sanctity of life. God does not want death nor destruction of a human person. And this refers to the beginning of life in the womb to the point of death. We do not believe in abortion. We do not believe in unjust wars. We do not believe in capital punishment. We do not believe in taking away of the human rights of any person. We are called to have an encounter with God in our personal prayer. So in turn, we have that encounter with those who are in front of us, the ones in our family, the ones in our community, the ones in our church. We're called to be the face of God to others, to bring hope, love, and joy. But we are wounded. We don't have all the answers. And that is when we do go to prayer. Sitting in silence, allowing God to love us as we are, so that our faith does grow and that it generates a greater faith and more responsibility to be true to say who we really are as a Catholic people.